Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Off the Beaten Track, a podcast that highlights local racetracks, drivers, owners, and more. To join the show live, call 646-668-8461. That's 646-668-8461. And now, here's your host, they call him the NASCAR guy, Nate Webster.
And my name is Nate Webster, and welcome to Off the Beaten Track. Our guest tonight is the director of the Speedway Children's Charities Kentucky chapter. Her name is Dana Winslet. Dana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Nate, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. So you were established in the summer of 2011. The Kentucky chapter of Speedway Children's Charities has raised over $500,000, benefiting local charities in Kentucky, Southwest Ohio, and Southeast Indiana. Can you describe for our listeners the mission statement of Speedway Children's Charities?
Basically, it's very, very simple. We are here to raise funds to actually impact our children in our local area. So whether that's educationally, socially, financially, we want to make sure that we're helping the kids in our area. So it's as simple as that, raising funds to help kids out there.
Awesome. How many chapters besides Kentucky does Speedway Children's Charities have, and have you been involved in others?
There are seven other chapters. If anybody is familiar with, well, you guys probably are familiar with how racing is set up, Speedway Motorsports, Inc. Actually owns Kentucky Speedway, and that's where our chapter of Speedway Children's Charities operates out of. So all of the SMI tracks across the nation, all eight of them have a chapter of Speedway Children's Charities, and that's what we're all meant to do, is to raise funds in our local area, put it back in our local area. So when we do a fundraiser here in Kentucky, we're raising it to help the children in our immediate area, so it doesn't go over to California, for example. The good thing is that we operate individually, but we also are constantly talking to one another. There are some programs that we have across the board that all of our tracks do. For example, our Ride of a Lifetime live auction. There may be the difference of whether we're going to do a silent auction, a live auction or an online auction, but it's all the same premise where we're, you know, giving away rides to the highest bidder with the cup drivers on race day. So, you know, the good thing is that we're able to talk to one another, see what's going on, and we also go to other chapters and help with whatever the other chapters have on their schedule throughout the year.
That's awesome. So tell me about Bruton Smith. He is the founder of this charity, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, back in
1982.
Let's say that again.
What's he done for the organization?
Oh, well, he back in 1982, he actually had a young son who passed away, and I'm not sure if many people know about that, but when he passed away, Bruton decided, you know, there are children in the area, you know, other than my son, that might have been in this same situation and might not have the funds to help them. So what he wanted to do was start helping the kids in his local area. So it all started locally with him. He is actually over in North Carolina and everything. So back in 1982, he established the organization. And then from there, as he started expanding, you know, his brand to the different tracks, he decided, you know, hey, we could do this at the other tracks as well. So that's how he kind of grew the organization from there. So recently, in the last few years, Marcus Smith, his son, has taken over a lot of the day-to-day operations as far as, you know, working at, with our national office that's headed by General Chuck Swanick. And all of them, you know, they're really involved with wanting to grow the charity, making sure that we're on the right track with what our mission statement says. So Bruton, you know, from the beginning has been involved with it, you know, making sure that people know about the charity, and then just kind of expanding from there, bringing in his son, Marcus, and then, you know, with those guys, they're constantly at some of the events that we have throughout the year, and they're always, you know, on social media, for example, letting people know about, you know, the good work that we do. So, you know, from the beginning, Bruton has definitely been involved. So we have been really, really grateful for him to be able to do that for us.
That's great. The Kentucky chapter, I know, I was reading, you've raised over $220,000 in the past 3 years alone. And tell me some of the places that those funds actually go to.
There's a variety of different organizations who received funding from that. Every single year, like I mentioned before, we do fundraising throughout the year. And at the end of the year, we don't keep a penny of that. So all of that goes back to local nonprofit children's organizations. How the money is distributed is we actually have a grant application process. So different organizations in the area can go on our website. They'll see the requirements for the grant application, what they need to fill out, what information they need to provide. And different organizations have so many different needs. So there are different couple of organizations that we work with who provide food programs for those that do not know where their next meal is going to come from. So any food secure child that's in that area, they benefit from those types of programs. We've also worked with several organizations and provided funding for different types of camps, especially for, you know, kids that are disadvantaged, maybe disabled, in situations, you know, delicate medical situations where they can't go to a quote-unquote normal camp with other children.
Right.
So what a lot of the programs will do, some of the organizations will develop programs where it's specifically geared towards those children and makes it where they're not missing out on all of the fun, but then they also have any medical personnel on site to help the children, you know, get through whatever they need to, or if they have medications they need to take during the day, they make sure they're equipped for that. We've actually helped some other organizations that are involved with the Cincinnati Children's Hospital in giving out care packages to the families, because when you're in that situation, you don't think about some of the things you're going to need for your child while they're in the hospital. So there's a myriad of different organizations we've been able to help. And geographically, you know, you mentioned earlier that we help organizations in Kentucky, Southwest Ohio, and Southeast Indiana. And what we basically try to do is we want to make sure we're keeping it in our immediate area. So
right.
Obviously with us being, you know, central or kind of located in Kentucky, we make sure we cover our entire Commonwealth, because this is our family, so to speak.
Right.
But then also with us being in the northern Kentucky area, you know, we do expand that radius a little bit to include those corners of Ohio and Indiana because we have fans from that area as well. So, you know, we don't just keep it right here next to us. We make sure we do cover all of Kentucky and then going up into those states.
Awesome. You have some great events coming up, and one in particular, which is why I had you on the show tonight, is on June 15th. Tell me about the charity event that's honoring Kentucky native and NASCAR favorite Darrell Waltrip.
Yeah, we are really, really, really excited about this. Thursday, June 15th, Darrell Waltrip is going to come to town. As most of the people out there know, he is a NASCAR Hall of Famer. He's a three-time Cup Series champion, and he's a Kentucky native. He grew up in Owensboro. So he is going to come to town, and he's going to celebrate with us that night. He's going to be our guest of honor at our annual fundraising dinner. This is the fourth year we've had the dinner. First year that Darrell has joined us, though, so we're really, really excited about it, you know, especially with a lot of of the history that he has in NASCAR, not only, you know, driving, but also what he's doing now with being a TV analyst. So with this particular event, we're providing the opportunity for fans, businesses, any individual who's interested in coming out and, you know, wants to spend the night or a couple of hours with Daryl at our dinner. So we have a pretty intimate setting. There's only 40 seats, so we make sure we don't have a huge room where it's just a boring, you know, Q&A, and he's standing up there just answering questions he's answered 400 times before. We really want to make this a great experience and a unique one. So, like I said, we have 40 seats for the event. A lot of those have been sold, but we do have some that are still available. And for the 2 hours, you know, we've got time for you to mingle with Daryl Waltrip, take a photo with him. But then we also have the dinner set up where it's more of an informal conversation. So while you're sitting there talking to your neighbor, you're also where you can ask Daryl a question. He can tell you all of these different stories from his history and from his career. And I think that's really cool, because how many people can say, I sat down for a couple of hours for dinner with Daryl Waltrip? So this provides that type of opportunity. And, you know, we, like I said, we offer it up to anyone, you know, who is interested in coming. We've got, we have where you RSVP for it. And obviously, you know, we want to make sure that anybody who's interested can be able to come out for that and make the donation to SEC for that. One of the good things about it is we this will be the first year that we're going to the Montgomery Inn Boathouse in Cincinnati, and we're going to be in the Hope Room with a spectacular view. So, you know, we want to give Daryl a taste of our area. So what better place to go than in that central area and everything? So we're pretty excited about it.
Right, that sounds like an awesome opportunity. It sounds like a very quaint dinner with only 40 seats. And, you know, you get to sit down with Daryl Waltrip, who was a part of the design process for Kentucky Speedway as well.
Yes, he definitely was. You know, from the beginning when they broke soul out here, he's been involved with, you know, helping design it, like you said, just kind of being involved as it took shape and took form out here several years ago, a couple of decades ago now. And so it's interesting that he was involved with that. And then now we just kind of bring it full circle with him, you know, participating in this fundraising dinner with SEC. The other thing is that, you know, he kind of gives it back to us on his end as well. For those of you who, you know, may or may not know that he has a charity with his brother, Michael. They have the Waltrip Brothers Foundation, and they have a golf tournament every year. And, you know, every single year when they do their golf tournament, they have an auction, and they choose only three charities to support from their golf tournament. And we were really, really lucky that last year they decided to choose Speedway Children's Charities as one of those three charities. But we also found out a couple of weeks ago that they're going to do it again this year. So we're on their docket again. So it's really nice to have him involved in everything. And it's great for us to bring him out on our end too. And, you know, have him involved with Speedway Children's Charities. And, you know, just like I said, kind of bring it full circle with the whole Kentucky Speedway family here.
Definitely. Now, you mentioned on the 6th, on July 6th, you mentioned that you were doing a Ride of a Lifetime auction. And I'm sorry, it's July 8th. Right before the Knights Cup race. And one lucky fan was going to get to ride in the back of the pace truck with the NASCAR driver. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know what? It's not just one. We actually have been able to get several different drivers signed on. So NASCAR is allowing us to bid off the opportunity for different fans to ride in the back of the parade lap trucks with 12 different drivers that we have secured for this year. One of our biggest ones, which I think is probably going to be the one that will, you know, it'll be a fight between different bidders, is the last ride that Dale Earnhardt Jr. will take here with us at Kentucky Speedway. So we're really excited about that. You know, he's done this with us every single year that we've had the Ride of a Lifetime auction out here. So, you know, he's on board for doing his last ride with us again. So I think that'll be, you know, one of our highlights from from the rides. But, I mean, you're talking about a lot of the big names in NASCAR right now. We've got Kyle Busch, Clint Bowyer, Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, an up-and-comer, Eric Jones is on the docket as well. We've got Kasey Kahne, Ryan Newman, Danica Patrick, David Ragan, who is a huge supporter of SEC across the board, and also Martin Truex Jr. So we're really excited. I mean, it's a lot of big names out there, and a lot of these guys have done this with us year after year. So it's really cool to have them back and everything. And our live auction does take place the same day as our cup race, like you said, Saturday, July 8th. And at the Trackside Live display stage that we're going to have between gates 15 and 18. That's where they're going to have the stage, and that's where we're going to do the auction. So if anybody's out there, you know, wants to come out for the auction, it's not just the rides that we're auctioning off, but we have a lot of autographed sports memorabilia, not only with racing, auto racing, but we also have horse racing. We have a couple of things from basketball mixed in. We have a VIP race day experience package that we're auctioning off. So there's a lot of great things that we'll have. And we've got a list that we have put on our website as well. So any of the events that we talk about, any information that anybody needs about Speedway Children's Charities is on our website, and you can find that at kentucky.speedwaycharities.org.
Okay, great. That's kentucky.speedwaycharities.org.
Yes.
A lot of those auction items are going up for grabs around noon that day. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have the auction scheduled to begin at noon. It'll probably be over at about 1:30. So, you know, like I said, anybody can come out. We're on the outside of the gates, so you don't have to use your ticket to get in the grandstand area just yet. But one of the cool things also with those rides that I didn't mention earlier is that every person who wins a ride with those drivers, they actually get to bring a fan or a friend with them into the infield to pre-race, to actually watch them get in the truck with the driver. They can take a photo from the ground, but they get to experience pre-race down there with us as well. Both of the winning bidder and their friend receive cold passes, which get them into the garage during the day. Yep. So that's a pretty cool thing right there. You've got your money's worth, so to speak. The good thing about it is any of our stuff that we mentioned, any of our seats that we're selling for the dinner, any of the rides, memorabilia, if you know people are interested in our clay shoot, any of that, it's all tax deductible. So people get to write this off on their taxes. We provide receipts and everything, so that's a good thing. And obviously, the end goal is to collect all of this money and be able to put it back into our local area and help children out there.
Definitely. And my home track, Loudoun, has something called the Bread Bucket Brigade. And I noticed that Kentucky also has a bucket brigade, but it's called the Bluegrass Bucket Brigade. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, of course, you mentioned, you know, Red Bucket Brigade. They have it up in New Hampshire. That's where it was established. You know, the chapter director up there and I are really good friends, and we were talking about it, and she said, you know, maybe you should try it down in Kentucky. So this is our second year actually doing it. And, of course, we've got to put our Kentucky spin on it. So ours is the Bluegrass Bucket Brigade. This year we have Steel Pro signed on as our presenting sponsor. So you'll see their logo on our T-shirts and our buckets as those go through the grandstands. But it's a very simple thing. All the fans have to do is sit in their seats, wait for one of those buckets to come past them, and they can drop in the change in their pocket if they want to toss a couple of dollars in there, whatever their heart desires. They just drop it in the top of the bucket, and then they pass it along to their neighbor. It's as simple as that, but we've got 100 people from local nonprofit groups that are coming out to help us pass those buckets through the grandstands. They're going to cover every single grandstand, every tower that we have out here, and make it where, you know, if someone has not been able to contribute to the live auction, or they didn't go to the dinner or the clay shoot, but they want to make a donation to Speedway Children's Charities, all they have to do is wait for that bucket to come past them. And what we'll be doing is we'll be waiting for the first caution or lap 25, and that's when our brigade will come out, and they'll start from the bottom and work up in the grandstands and the towers, just passing those buckets church pew style. So it's very simple. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your seat to donate.
Right. definitely. And you mentioned the clay shoot. That's on July 5th. It's called the Pulling for Kids Charity Clay Shoot. And who's the very special guest that's going to be there that day?
Well, we have quite a few celebrities that are coming out for that. What we try to do is get different people from, you know, the NASCAR world or people that are recognizable in this area to be able to come out and participate as celebrity shooters out there. So this year we've got NASCAR Xfinity drivers, Joey Gase, Cole Custer, Brandon Jones, and Ben Kennedy who are coming out. We also have, for those of you who are University of Kentucky men's basketball fans, we have the champion back from, I believe it's 1978. I'm not sure 100%, but back from the national championship team, Jack Goose Givens is going to be there. He came out last year, and he was magnificent. He was so awesome. He'll be back out there with us this year. Corey Brossman, who is actually he is the star of Interlocks Out There on the Sportsman Channel. He'll be out there with us again this year. We have the Kentucky State Senate Majority Leader Damon Thayer, who's coming out as well. And then we also found out today that we have former musician and radio host Mojo Nixon, who is coming out too. So there's a variety of people who are coming out. We are hoping to have some other ones that are added to our docket and everything, but those guys are really looking forward to it. We're excited to have them out there, and they'll be able to mingle with, you know, teams that are out there for the clay shoot and meet with them, and then also, you know, get to stay at one of the stations, and as the teams come through, they actually shoot at the station with them. So it's a good time for the teams to come through. They get to, you know, play with all of the different celebrities that are out there and shoot with them. And, you know, it's just a great time.
That sounds like an awesome series of events. So June 15th is the Dinner with Darryl Waltrip. July 5th is the Pulling for Kids Charity Clay Shoot. And July 8th is the pace car, the truck pace car drive rides, excuse me.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a great series of events for June and July, just in that short amount of time.
Yeah.
Dana, where do you see SpeedBreed Children's Charities in, say, the next 5 to 10 years? What kind of goals have you set up for your chapter?
Oh, gosh. Every single year, we obviously just want to increase, you know, what we have brought in from the previous year. So when I came on board, you know, we were still crawling, so to speak, and now we're actually up and walking. You know, with the charity being so young and us going into our sixth year, you know, it sometimes takes, you know, a few years to kind of get the ball rolling and everything. And I think we just basically had this thing going full force. The good thing is that we have been able to increase that amount every single year that I've been here, you know, to be able to help more and more organizations, because we get so many grant applications every single year. And unfortunately, we're not able to give money to every one of them. We unfortunately have to pass over some of them because we don't have enough funds to give it to everyone. So what our goal is, is to get to that point one day where every single application that comes across our desk, that we're able to give them something to help them with their programs.
Right.
And I think, honestly, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years, you know, yeah, those applications, we're going to continue to get more and more. But if we can give out, you know, even a higher percentage of what we're able to give out right now, it would just be a blessing and definitely what we're working for.
Right. It definitely sounds like a goal that you're going to shoot for in the next 5 to 10 years. And I really hope you make that goal. One more time before we wrap up, just give out the website where people can find out about all of the events that are happening at Kentucky Speedway, SpeedBreed Children's Charities, and all of the fundraisers that you're going to be having in the next month or two.
Absolutely. That website, again, is kentucky.speedwaycharities.org. You can go on there, and like you said, you can find our entire schedule, find out what's going on with each one of the events, deadlines, costs, things like that, whatever, you know, information they're looking for. Anybody who wants to fill out a grant for their nonprofit children's organization, the information is on there as well. or if you're just sitting at home and say you're actually in West Virginia and you're not able to come here, there is a donate button on the website as well. So you can do that from home as well. Just make sure that you choose the Kentucky chapter as your designated chapter on there. But again, it's kentucky.speedwaycharities.org.
That sounds like a great organization. I am glad that we were able to have you on the show tonight, and I hope you have a lot of success in your fundraising efforts over the next couple of months.
Great. Thank you, Nate. I really, really appreciate it. It's great to be on, to be able to spread the word and everything. You know, even if it's just one more person that we have not reached before tonight, then, you know, that's satisfactory enough for us. So we really appreciate you allowing us to come on and talk about everything.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this episode of the Off the Beaten Track. Tune in to us via the TuneIn app or subscribe to us on iTunes. I'm Nate Webster, and I'll catch you next time on Off the Beaten Track.
This has been Off the Beaten Track, a podcast on Blog Talk Radio. To have your track, team, or racing event on our show, just email otbtpodcast@gmail.com. That's otbtpodcast@gmail.com. Or check us out on Facebook at Off the Beaten Track. Thanks for listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.